These two examples may seem obvious, but remember that compliments come in many forms. Whatever the situation, there is a proper way to acknowledge praise or admiration. First, make eye contact. Acknowledging a compliment is a perfect time to connect with someone. Look the person in the eye when you respond. Doing so communicates sincerity and self-confidence. Next, say thank you. A sincere, unhurried thank you, along with eye contact, is more often more than what's necessary. And then third, don't explain anything. If you feel moved, you can follow your thank you with something positive. Doing so communicates desirable character traits such as friendliness and positivity. Caution, if you can't keep it brief and will be tempted to explain or rationalize your action or accomplishment, leave it to a simple thank you. Here's how it might sound if Mary and Bill put this advice into practice. Have you lost weight, Mary? You look terrific. Thanks, Barb. I feel great, too. Or, I'm really happy with the way you handled yourself on the call, Bill. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the feedback. Quite the difference, wouldn't you say? My challenge for you today is threefold. First, listen for compliments given to others as you go about your business over the next week. How many times do you hear people rejecting or ignoring a compliment they receive? Second, give more compliments than you normally would. And as you do, notice the responses of the people that you give these compliments to. And then third, put today's advice into practice the very next time you receive a compliment. And remember, acknowledging a compliment paid is a simple yet very effective way to make a positive impression and build a favorable reputation.